Perky Plains and RC here operating at 2.4 gigahertz, and I've already had coffee this morning, so I haven't made it to round two of my coffee yet, so that will be coming soon. But right now, I've got some water. Well, hey there, guys. Welcome back. Welcome back. I totally did not forget about this thing. This good old trusty podcast here. I did not forget about it. It sort of became this unplanned thing that, in a way, it sort of worked itself out in a weird way. So let me explain. So I was looking back at my my episodes there. Bear with me a second here. I've got some sinus drainage and stuff going on. So I was looking back at my podcast episodes and stuff, and it had been since like September since I even released anything. I actually, for some reason, thought it was October or November, but you know, I'm old and I forget, and time slips away, and you know, all that good stuff. So yeah, it was September since the last time I did an episode. And what more or less happened basically is I sort of kind of got into holiday mode, and I just was so focused on, like, you know what, I'm just gonna chill, enjoy the holiday, enjoy family and friends, and you know, all that kind of good stuff. And yeah, that's what happened. So I kind of got in this relaxed state of mind where I was just like, yeah, I'm not going to worry about too much. I mean, I don't think I put out a lot of YouTube videos either, but I kind of got into this sort of just chill state of mind and was just like, yeah, I'll get to the podcast eventually. It's okay. And, you know, like I said, the holidays happen and stuff, you know, like, you know, Christmas and Thanksgiving and all that kind of stuff. So it's like I got into like holiday mode and spending time with the family and, you know, getting presents for my kid and stuff, and you know, going through the whole motion with that, that I just, like I said, I just became in holiday mode and kind of forgot. Well, I didn't forget, just sort of kind of got into holiday mode and just didn't really think about doing the podcast. I was just like, yeah, oh, I'm chill for a while. I'll just kind of lay back for a bit and do the holiday family stuff. And then I started looking at it too, of like, well, I guess in a way this is sort of like my informal announcement of like releasing my 6-episode introduction to my podcast. Kind of like my 6-episode intro to my podcast. So as a way to sort of like, you know, tease people about it and say, hey, here it is, and all this kind of stuff. Kind of like how TV shows do, like, their little, you know, first season, maybe like a 6-episode run or something, just to see if people really like what they're seeing and stuff. And, yeah, I kind of thought about that, too. I was like, well, that's kind of like my little brief season 1 introduction to my podcast, for whatever it is. I mean, I don't know. So yeah, that's kind of what happened. So, like I said, I didn't forget about the podcast. I totally was wanting to get back in and do some more episodes. But like I said, I just got very relaxed into holiday mode. And I was just like, eh, let me hang with the kid a while, you know, hang with the kid and the family and stuff for a while. And I'll get back to it eventually. So here we are. And it's the beginning of a new year. Actually, this is the first thing I have done when you look at my sort of social media presence. I'm not probably as good as some people, and probably never will be as good as some people. But this is actually the first public thing that I've done for 2024. I have not even done a YouTube video for this year yet. And actually that will probably soon follow. So this is the first public social thing I've done for 2024 is this podcast here. So, welcome to 2024. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm sitting here, or actually standing here in my building, recording this thing, looking out my building and seeing the snowfall. We currently got about, I'm estimating probably 4 to 5 inches outside, which is better than what we had been getting. So, yeah, interesting, huh? So, interesting thing about where I live, not sure about any of you all where you all live, but where I live, we experience all the seasons. Okay, so we of course get winter with snow and cold temperatures. We get a good spring of like, you know, more milder temperatures, 50s, 60s, maybe 70s, windy, flowers blooming, the whole nine yards. We get a hot summer, you know, of like, you know, 80, 90 degrees, sunshine all the time, humidity. You know, we get that. And fall, well, I would say we also get fall too, but anymore it seems like fall lasts about 1 week and then it's on to snow and wintertime again. Fall has been terribly slacking in recent years around this area. So it's like as soon as the leaves fall off the trees, it's like, bam, here's the snow. And I kind of hate that too because I like fall. I like the in-between seasons. I like spring and fall are my favorites. And I think it's because of the temperatures. The temperatures aren't exactly one extreme or the other. They're just kind of in the middle. And then usually when winter kicks in, I'm usually complaining because it's too freaking cold out. And then summer kicks in and I'm complaining because it's too freaking hot out. So I like spring and fall. They're kind of my favorites, you know. So I don't know, that's me in a nutshell. But yeah, like I said, we experience all the seasons. Not sure like about you guys. I'm sure like places like California, out west and things, you guys probably don't see as much of the fluctuation and stuff that we do. Maybe you do. I don't really know. But yeah, like I said, we see just about everything where I live. So, but yes, here it is. Snow's still coming down. Basically last night, last night, is when I started seeing the snow. It was starting to come down at that point. And we actually had already had a little bit of a dusting at that point, you know, maybe an inch or so. And I really thought the temperatures were going to start to kind of take a change and go up a little bit, maybe to the point that it was going to melt a little bit of the snow. That didn't much happen. It did warm up a tad, maybe melted a little bit, but it's freaking coming back down again. So, you know, like I said, it started last night, and it's just been like it's been this sort of kind of gradual, like just a real steady snow. And it started last night, I would say probably 8, 9 o'clock. And here it is, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, the following morning, and it is still coming down. And I think the weather people are saying it's going to last until noon. Not sure total accumulation, but I'm figuring probably 6 inches, something like that. So, yeah, interesting. So, on the subject of weather and snow, especially, me and my wife, we're kind of funny in that respect. She loves this stuff. In fact, for her, the more snow, the better. Me, not so much. I will say this: I have sort of established this belief with snow. I would much rather see it dump a foot or two and be good and just be done with it than I would like to see these snow an inch here, stop, snow an inch there, you know, this sort of like, you know, drop an inch or two, then quit, then drop another inch or two eventually and then quit, and this back and forth crap. No, just drop a foot of the stuff and call it good and call it done, you know, because when it's like an inch or two, it makes the roads treacherous. You know, it's just like, it's like at those points, you still have to sort of function a little bit. and you have to wait on the wait, of course, on people to the road crews to clear the road and all that kind of stuff. It becomes a big, heavy nuisance. But if it drops a foot or two of snow, you're not doing anything. You know, that's just my take. I would much rather see a foot or two just dropped and be done than I would like to see these stupid, you know, little small snowstorms that drop an inch or two and then quit. Just drop the crap and get it out of the way, you know? You know, snow to the point that I can't do anything and I can't go anywhere. Don't just drop an inch or two and then like, well, it's like, well, this isn't too bad, but we got to wait to clear the road so you can safely get to work because you still got to work. Because at least if you have a foot or two outside, you ain't going to work. So, you know, just that kind of thing. That's just kind of my mentality. You know, just drop a freaking blizzard and call it done. But yes, here we are. Here we are, new year. Hope everybody out there listening to this had a great Christmas in 2023, had a good holiday and all that good stuff. And here we are in the new year, 2024. Hope you guys have made some resolutions for this year and improve this, improve that, lose weight, quit smoking, quit drinking, whatever your thing is. Hope you guys have sort of done that sort of thing or are going to or try to make some good changes in your life. I say that with honest intentions. I really do hope you people, I do hope everybody out there does, you know, does that sort of thing and tries to make changes with their life and improve it and whatnot. Because that's usually what happens when the new year kicks around. It's like everybody gets this new mentality, of like, well, it's a new year and I'm gonna do a new me and all this kind of stuff, you know. And you know, that's all fine and dandy. And I really hope that some people can have some success there. But I'll tell you, in recent years, I've sort of changed with that. Like, I don't really make resolutions anymore. You know, I don't, because I think what a lot of it is in the past you made resolutions and you know, just never follow through with them. So, you know, I really haven't done a resolution in quite a few years. And I think it's just I've got this mentality, like I said, it just never quite happens. And I think a lot of us go through that. I mean, I don't think it's just me, but I think a lot of people have sort of went through that. You know, they just they don't succeed with what they're wanting to do, you know, for one reason or another. But you know, by all means, like I said, I do want to encourage people out there to try hard and do the best they can, and maybe you can improve some things in your life. Yeah, you know, I really hope that does happen. But again, I'm being the negative Nancy here and saying like, it never happens anyways. So I don't know. I don't usually make, excuse me. I don't usually make resolutions anymore. I just more or less just be like, well, I'd like to do this year and I'd like to do this, you know, this or that. And I leave it at that. So that's kind of what it is with me. You know, and I don't beat myself up over it if I don't do it. Heaven knows sometimes I beat myself up over a lot of things. And the thing about me too is I don't usually publicly do it. I don't sit there and be like, you know, sit down all depressed one day and you know, tell everybody, well, I meant to do this year, never did do it. No, I kind of silently do it. I silently beat myself up over things. And I really shouldn't, you know, do that. I should be more public and try to, you know, get, you know, express it, get the word out, that kind of thing. But yeah, that happens. Yeah, don't beat yourself up if you don't accomplish what you're wanting to accomplish. Life goes on, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, that kind of brings to the next, this almost kind of leads into the thing too of like, well, what am I going to get into this year? What are some things that I want to do in 2024? I've given it a little bit of thought And, you know, there definitely are some projects and things that I want to get done and work on and improve upon and things. Not just with building and playing projects, but also, you know, maybe some more simulator time, some more practice, learn more about this, learn more about that, and even some more personal goals as well. I wouldn't mind trying to maybe get back, losing more weight again. You know, just things like that. So yeah, there's all that kind of stuff there. I don't want to publicly announce what I'm working on, what the primary focuses are as far as plane projects. Just because I've been down that road before. And I want to try to get away from that. Try to get away from, you know, digging into or trying to get, basically trying to announce that, hey, I'm gonna work on this, this, and this. You know, and this kind of goes back to the resolution thing too. I'm not going to do that. I'm not the kind of person that's going to say, well, I'm going to work on these three, you know, three or four things here, and we're going to do it. Because honestly, things can happen. Things can change. You know, you could be working on project XYZ and something just comes up and completely changes the whole thing. Maybe some personal life changes happen. Maybe some, you know, medical things happen. You know, so I don't like making those kinds of promises, especially in terms of, you know, in a public sense. I just don't believe in that. I just don't. I mean, I'll gladly mentally keep track of what projects I want to do and want to work on, but I'm not going to sit there and, you know, tell you guys that's what I'm going to do and this is going to get done. No, I'm not going to do that. It's just, you know, I'll keep a mental note and I'll work on them as I can. And if they get finished, they get finished. So, and I probably said this before too, but I think I've mentioned this in my YouTube videos. I have seen other people, I will say other YouTubers, other channels, do this kind of thing. Some even, honestly, some of those which I have watched, some of those which I have admired for what they do, and I've watched them do the same thing. I've watched them say, well, we're going to spend more time on doing this or spend more time on this or that or whatever. And then what happens is dead silence, nothing. You know, we're going to do more of this kind of project, do more of this kind of thing. And then, like I said, nothing, crickets, you know. So I don't believe in that much anymore. I really don't. Like I said, I'll keep track of myself of what I want to do and try to stick to that as best I can. But I'm not going to say it's concrete and say this is what's going to happen, because things can change. It's just a fact of life. So, and I believe I had brought this up in, I think I brought this up in one of my earlier videos too, that what I did have planned for 2024. If you haven't watched the channel, I'll go ahead and tell you anyways. I will tell you this, that I do have one thing in particular I am going to focus on in 2024. And this is one of many projects. So there are other projects I've got lined up that I'm going to try to, you know, get into. But this is probably the big one. And that is FTC Duck number 2 is what it is. So I will be back working on the FTC Duck. Just because I like that plane. And I loved Tailspin when I was a kid. So we're bringing the Sea Duck back. In fact, I'm already, you know, kind of almost waist deep into the build already. And that will be coming to the YouTube channel as well. I'll be sharing some highlights from that. So Sea Duck is coming back. That is a definite one we're doing in 2024. Outside of that, just kind of wait and see. I mean, I've kind of got an idea, but we'll see what happens, and I'll share what I can, and share what I want to share on that. But but that's all. But for sure, 2024 will be we'll be bringing back the FTC duck because I love that plane. I love Tailspin. And my last one, I'll give you a little history here on the Sea Duck. From basically version one. So the FTC duck flew it, did great. One of the first flights I did with it, I think this is on YouTube too. When I was coming in, I accidentally hit the aileron the wrong way and banked it a little bit harder. Or basically I banked it, and it was so low to the ground that the wing actually tipped and hit the ground. And then it kind of did a little cartwheel. And that little maneuver, that little incident, caused a slight weakness in the wing in that part. And so I went ahead and did a little temporary fix to kind of get the wing stable again. And then I flew it like that for a while. Well, fast forward a little ways, I was flying it, and it just so happens I was flying it on a windy day. And I had a couple of other things against me as well. I had a brand new radio. I hadn't quite got the plane trimmed at that point to how I like it. It was windy, and just those things right there. And I think what had happened is, as I was flying around, I think that repair finally gave way. Maybe a wind gust got it real good and just kind of gave a little snap to it or something. But that repair basically gave way, and she plummets to the ground, like a straight nosedive. And at that particular point, I was like, well, I think this is a good time to throw in the towel with it, you know. You know, at least this version of it, at least, you know, at least this build. So that's what we did. It was damaged pretty good. I mean, I could have probably tried to mold it and, you know, get back together, but I was just like, you know what? Nah, we'll just go ahead and put her away. And, so after that happened, and I even told my wife about it too. I was like, "Yeah, the Sea Duck is no more," and she's like, "Oh, that sucks." And it's like, "Guess what? I'll get you a new one," and she did. She went out and she went ahead and ordered me a new kit. So that's where we are, building FTC Duck number two. Excuse me. So yes, that's where we are. So we're on FTC Duck number two, and like I said, hoping to bring it back this year. So that's one big thing. And then like I said, outside of that, nothing else much. Or nothing else really that I'm going to mention. You'll just have to kind of wait and see. I'll gladly share any experiences that I have with whatever I'm doing. So whatever it is that I'm working on that I want to share, I'll share it through the YouTube channel. And of course, I'll talk about it some here or two on the podcast. So, you know, no announcement on what's going on. But you'll just have to stay tuned to see what adventure I'm going to get myself into next. All right. something else I did want to mention too, and I think this kind of goes back to what I was even talking about making announcements and not sticking to them. Let's talk about something here too that I did mention in my last podcast, and that was regarding a special thing that I was going to do to include here on the podcast. That is still going to happen. It's not going to happen this time. I've got to do just a little bit of preparation before I do it, but you know, I'll make sure. And this is an impromptu recording, by the way. This wasn't a planned thing. I knew deep down that I needed to get in and record a podcast again. And I just happened to pick this particular time to do it. So here we are. But, yes, I did make an announcement that there was a special thing I was going to do on the podcast here. Just to kind of share with you guys, that will still happen. Don't fret it. It will happen. Probably And I may have said this before. It'll probably be in the next episode or two. So bear with me. We'll get it. Especially now with the new year kicking off, we'll kind of get back into the swing of things a little bit. So anyways, yeah. So that'll be coming too. Just bear with me. I'm not gonna tell you when, but it'll be within like the next episode or two. We'll get it out there. Outside of that, guys, I don't got much else to report on. Like I said, this was a very just random blog or random podcast I wanted to kind of throw out there, kind of welcome in the new year, talk about a few things, talk about snow and weather, and with this snow and stuff, and I mentioned this in my YouTube videos as well, it is build season. Basically, it is build season, so that's what I'm doing. I'm hibernating and building stuff and working on stuff. So that's what it is. We're going to be building things and getting projects together for the new 2024 spring and summer season, and maybe even fall if we get a little bit of a fall season too. I don't know about you guys, but I think when it gets down to about below 40 degrees, I don't usually want to venture out and fly anything. My hands get cold, and I'm thinking, "Yeah, I'm done. That's good. I'll get back in where it's warm." So, but yeah, I think I am due for about round number two of coffee. By the way, I think it's calling me. I will probably do that here in a little bit. Something else I wanted to mention too. I don't think this has been mentioned in any other podcast or any other YouTube video that I've done, but where I have become a coffee drinker, where I have been a coffee drinker for the past year, couple years now, I don't even know when I started drinking it, to be honest with you. It astounds me, and it makes me laugh about how accurate and how true this is. Coffee really freaking makes you poop. I've seen people joke about it. I've seen memes about it, talking about coffee making you do number two, making you poop. What is it about that? I mean, what is it about coffee that makes you have to go to the freaking bathroom? It is true. I don't know what it is. I've not directly interviewed people about this. For example, I've never had this conversation with my boss or some of my coworkers. Actually, most of my coworkers drink like Monster and Red Bull and crap like that. I'm just a coffee drinker, but and some drink pop too. But I know me and my boss both drink coffee, and then there's some other workers that drink coffee too. But I've never had that discussion. Why is it that it makes you poop? What is it about it? Now, my mother, she's a nurse, and I think she had an explanation for it. She knew some medical things pertaining to that. But, yeah, it's just something about coffee. It just gets the system working, and boom, you've got to run to the bathroom. So, I don't know what it is. My daughter, if she hears this particular podcast, she would be absolutely... She would love this little section, because I'm talking about poop. And that is one thing she's at that age where she's sort of like wanting to joke about poop. If it's about poop, she wants to joke about it, laugh about it, you know, everything. So, so what is it? Why does coffee make you poop? Is it the caffeine just kind of getting the system working? Is it, I don't know. Maybe it's just the nature of the bean. You know, any kind of bean does something to that part of your body. You know, if you eat, you know, chili with beans in it, you got, you know, actual soup beans. I was trying to think here. What other beans are out there? Just, I guess just the word bean translates to gas, flatulence, poop, the whole nine yards. You know, what is it about that? In fact, just because I'm having this conversation or having this little discussion right now, I'm going to include this in the title. I'm sure people probably, you know, I'm sure it's going to probably be a, I'm sure it's going to probably, you know, be one of those, what do they call it? Clickbait is what it's going to be. It's going to be like, it's going to be clickbait's what it's going to be. Yeah, I guess it could probably potentially lead into that, but I don't care. I do things for fun, and if it provides a little bit of clickbait, then whatever. You know, I don't think much of it. It is what it is. I know some people will abuse that. They will abuse clickbait. Like, everything is like something to make you like go, oh God, what is it? And then you click on it, and you're like, well, that's stupid. You know, I kind of do mine sparingly. I do my clickbait sparingly. I know, like I said, I know some people abuse it big time, but that's why I like, you know, when I do these crash videos, those are legit crashes of me being like, those are legit crashes of me either having a dumb thumb moment or some other technical problem or something to that effect. You know, I'm not one of those ones who intentionally tries to crash my planes. It just happens. I'm kind of one of those clumsy people sometimes. I have moments where I get clumsy or I get super, you know, nervous. I get, you know, shaky and all that kind of stuff. I'm one of those that's like that. And so it usually results in a crash. So when I publish a video about a crash, it's not to try to get views. It literally is just like, I had a dumb moment here, guys. So just some honest truth here about me. Okay. But I think, honestly, for this video where I'm talking about poop, in this podcast where I'm talking about poop, I think, in all honesty, I will probably put that in the title just to see what people think of that. I don't know. Funny things. I really did not intend for this to go that way. It just happened, okay? I'm starting talking about coffee. Next thing you know, I want to know why I'm talking about poop and coffee. You know, how that led into the whole thing. You start a conversation about coffee, and it leads to doing number two, right? So, oh my goodness. Actually, something else that popped in my head too was, in this case, I guess you could, here's some profanity here for you guys. I don't want to be too graphic. But I guess in this case, you can call me a shit stirrer, huh? Wow, wow, wow. Yep. Yep, here talking about poop. Like I said, it'd make my daughter proud. She'll be happy. Daddy's talking about poop. You know. I don't know. All right. I'm done goofing around here. I've got some things to do. I just got things to do. Things to do and probably some snow to shovel and all that good jazz. So fun stuff. All right, guys. Well, I think that's good enough for now for this 2024 post, 2024 podcast about 2024, about weather, about projects, about the FTC duck, about coffee, about poop. And it's whatever random things have occurred in this episode. I'm totally sorry if you were disturbed after listening to this. I should have said listener discretion is advised at the beginning, but I'm sorry about not providing that disclaimer. I'll start making that a disclaimer on all my podcasts. Listener discretion is advised. So, hey, new changes to the podcast. Channel here. I'll start including that in everything as well. Ha ha ha. All right. Enough of that. I'm done. I need coffee round number two so I can do a number two again. And I got some stuff to do as well. So, but anyways, hope everybody out there is having a good 2024 so far. Hope you're being healthy, being safe, and all that good stuff. And that is all for me, guys. I want to thank you all for listening, and we will talk to you in the next episode.
wow, 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 wow.